Welcome to this episode of Mercy Can't Stop Her. I'm your host, Judith Cambia Obatusa, J-K-O. On today's episode, we're going to journey through the labyrinth of friendship. It's a journey that is often filled with twists and turns, highs and lows, trials and triumphs, joys and sorrows. Today we're going to look at the dark side where those we call friend hurt us, where we feel the sting of betrayal and the ache of disappointment. We're going to see how the light of faith can guide us through the turmoil of friendship gone bad. Now, let's get into it. So this particular episode is because of questions that I've received from people about how to handle situations like this, where somebody that you really think is your friend betrays you. So I believe we've all been there, right? You think you have this ride or die connection with someone. You trust them with your secrets, your dreams, your whole messy self. And then, bam, the trust shatters. Maybe a broken promise, a hurtful lie, a realization that the person you thought you were close to wasn't who they seemed at all. I have had situations like that. I had a friend who, every time she would call me, she had one child, and she would call me, ask me to bring my son to play with her child. During that time, I started my master's degree, and while I was studying for, I think, my final set of work that I needed to do, and I sometimes dropped my child with her. And particular year, we now traveled for a holiday for Christmas. And as a Nigerian, when the new year comes, we always want to say Happy New Year. And then I called her to say Happy New Year, and she asked if we could come or something like that. And when I said, yeah, my son can come, she was like, I have to be there. I have to come and babysit. While she was saying that to me, I could hear children in her house, and I'm asking, the children there, are their parents there? She said, no. I was so angry. That friend is much, much wealthier than me. But every time she invited my friend, my son, to their house, she would ask me to pop in to help her buy some food from fast food, and she would not pay me back the money. When it was my son's birthday, I invited her son. The boy came with no gifts for my son. And when it was his birthday, I went with a gift. So after that New Year incident, where she was even very condescending, talking to me in a particular way, asking me to come and babysit for my child, to visit her child, who she always asked for my child to visit, even though she knew I was completing my master's, I just cut off that relationship. I've also had friends that knew a lot about my family and shared it with their family, and their family shared it with other people. And sadly, these people know what they're doing. We're talking of people who are doctors, accomplished physicians. We're talking of people who are social workers who say, oh, don't tell anybody this, then goes on to go tell other people about it. We're talking of people who pretend that they're your friends and destroy you by, you know, taking information that you've given them and going to share with people, and use that can destroy you. So this is really horrible. It feels like a punch to the soul. And then the aftermath, the waves of hurt the anger, confusion crashing over you, threatening to drown you. The doubts swirl around you like a tempest, obscuring any glimpse of clarity. Suddenly, you're questioning everything. Was it something I did? The worst one is really many relationships in North America where people just stop talking to you. I gather that in the dating world, they call that ghosting, but people do that all the time. They share your life, they go out with you, they play with you, and they ghost you. Or they are your very good friends, but they never invite you to their house. So this is quite strange to me, especially coming from Nigeria. So it makes you question yourself. Could I have prevented this? Was the friendship ever real? And the worst part, it can chip away at your self-esteem, leaving you wounded, vulnerable, questioning the very essence of who you are and leaving you feeling lost and unsure about who to trust. So, like I said before, it could be a best friend who spilled your deepest secrets to the whole world. Or maybe it was a business partner who stole your brilliant idea and took all the credit. I've had people share this with me. This happening to people that I know. Or maybe it was a romantic relationship or even a marriage that turned toxic, leaving you feeling exposed and vulnerable. In the case of a marriage, especially when it's a faith-based marriage, where these covenants have been taken in church to love and to cherish, for richer, for poorer, sickness and in health, then either they have a child behind your back, they start a relationship behind your back, or they start to squirrel away money behind and pretend that they don't have, or things like that. There are many things that people can do to you to break your heart and leave you exposed. In the case of marriage, for many women, they expect a certain level of protection or covering from a husband. So when that is stripped away by lies, betrayal, disappointment, it leaves you exposed. Friendship is a sacred bond ordained by the divine. It's a reflection of the love and fellowship that we share with our Creator. Like any earthly relationship, it is susceptible to the frailties of human nature. So friendship is susceptible to betrayal, disappointment, and the ache of shattered trust. Whatever the betrayal, whether it's from a friend at work, a friend in church, friend in community, a business partner, a life partner, whatever betrayal, whatever type, whoever it comes from, it hurts, it stings, and it can be tempting to crawl into a hole and shut the world out. But my sisters, you don't have to stay there. You don't have to stay there. In the middle of that wreckage of shattered trust, there is an opportunity for growth. You see, it is in our darkest moments that we discover the true strength of our character, the resilience that resides within all of us. So when it seems that your heart is shattered, that your trust can no longer be built because people or someone has betrayed you in a way is just blindsiding, what do you do? How do we pick up the pieces? How do you mend your wounded heart and reclaim your sense of self-worth? The answer does not lie in seeking revenge or dwelling on the past. It lies in finding the courage to forgive both others and ourselves. So start by acknowledging the pain. Yes, don't bottle it up. Talk to someone you trust, a therapist, a friend, whoever can offer a listening ear and a shoulder to cry on in that moment. Grieve the loss of the friendship you thought you had. Yeah, it's okay to be angry, hurt, confused. Yeah. Feel the emotion, feel the hurt, the anger, the confusion. Then release it. Let it go. Amidst the wreckage of broken promises and shattered dreams, there is solace to be found in the words of Scripture, in the timeless wisdom of the Holy Bible. For me, that has been a great relief in my life, because those who have hurt me, those who have betrayed me, have come from my family, the Church of God. The worst pain has been from them. Well, you know what? I look at God's word and I'm comforted. I look at God's word and I know that it's not new. They say there's nothing new under the sun. Proverbs 17:17 reminds us that a friend loves at all times and a brother is born for a time of adversity. Yet, even Jesus, despite this scripture, Jesus himself experienced the sting of betrayal at the hands of his closest disciples, as recounted in Matthew 26, verses 48 to 50, when Judas, one of his 12 disciples and literal bosom buddies, betrayed him. But amidst the pain and turmoil, there is hope to be found in the promise of redemption. For just as Jesus forgave those who betrayed him, so we too are called to extend grace, compassion, and forgiveness to those who have wronged us. You know, practicing this set me free. I remember these things these people have done to me, but not with bitterness or pain. You see, if you find yourself, if you are someone who has found yourself adrift in a sea of doubt and despair because of a betrayal, I want you to know that this betrayal does not define you. It's not your fault. And even if, it's not your fault, betrayal is not your fault. You are strong, resilient, worthy of love and trust. I want to remind you of Psalm 139 verse 14 that says, I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well, the psalmist writes. You see, the answer to keeping our peace amidst the chaos of life's storms and navigating the treacherous waters of betrayal and disappointment with grace and courage does not lie in seeking external validation or approval, but in embracing our own worth and value, in recognizing that indeed we are fearfully and wonderfully made in the image of our Creator, our Heavenly Father, the God of gods, the one who is almighty. So, I want to encourage you, if you have been betrayed, take it as a learning experience. Now, what can you take away from this situation? So can you choose friends who align with your values? And I want to also encourage you, most importantly, not to let this harden your heart. The world still needs your messy light, your kindness, your fierce loyalty, your empathy, your generosity. Yes, building new friendships takes time and vulnerability, but it's worth it. There are amazing people out there waiting to connect with you. People who will cherish you, cherish your trust and reciprocate your loyalty. And the truth is that when these things happen, it's as if we are the only ones that have experienced it, but you are not alone. So I want you to imagine this. Imagine finding yourself in a community of women who get you. Yes. Women who get you. That's what is happening at our upcoming retreat, Healing the Heart Retreat in Tobago. This May. It's the perfect opportunity to focus on self-discovery, healing, and empowerment. This happened to me in 2021, and it can happen to you too. It can happen to you too. I used to want to fit in so badly, have been betrayed, disappointed, mistreated by people I tried to be friends with. Recently, I read a book called Motherless Daughters, and it research showed that women who lose their mom early always look on their relationships for mothers, look into their relationships for mothers. So they always become the weaker one in relationships with other women. So they are the ones, they look up to them somehow. And you know how that hurt can be if that person disappoints you. So I was thinking about it, and then I found this book. Just thinking that, why is it that in my relationships, I'm always trying to have a mother? Not just with friends, even with people I work with, like my supervisor, like my director. I would want to, I'm expecting this mothering. People that are, you know, and I found that it is that thing, that missing thing, being a motherless daughter at the age of six, from the age of six. And always being the, even if I found someone close to me who could be like a mother figure, they always had their own children come first. So I was always the second option, you know. So, despite this, so I lived my whole life, most of my life, just wanting to fit in and never fitting in until 2021, when I was part of a group of amazing women. And in that group, I found people like me. I found people who felt like me, people who were sensitive like me. I discovered I was an empath. I began to know myself. And that's why I'm so passionate about helping other women, because it set me free. And you know what? At the Tobago retreat, the Healing the Heart retreat in Tobago, this is what you're going to experience. So I want to paint a picture for you. Picture yourself on a beautiful beach, surrounded by other strong, supportive women, attending workshops on setting healthy boundaries, identifying toxic relationships, and most importantly, learning about yourself, how to keep your peace, how to navigate challenging situations like broken relationships, how to show up in the world with all of you. So miss this sun kissed beaches, the lush greenery, the gentle sway of palm trees in the ocean breeze. It's here, surrounded by the breathtaking beauty of nature, that we embark on a journey of self-discovery, a journey guided by the gentle wisdom of our inner voice and the unwavering grace of our Creator. Psalm 46 verse 10 reminds us to be still and know that I am God. While Isaiah 41 verse 10 assures us that fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. This is a place where we're stepping into these words that God has spoken concerning us, where we're reminded. This retreat taking place from May 13 to 17 in Tobago is not just a physical destination. It is a sacred space for spiritual transformation, a place where we'll confront our deepest fears, embrace our true selves, and emerge stronger, wiser, and more resilient than ever before. It's about helping you rebuild your self-esteem and creating a life filled with genuine connections. As we part ways today, I want to tell you one thing, my sister. Yes, you that is listening to me, my sister, you are a masterpiece in progress. Do not let anyone dim your shine. Isaiah 43 verse 1 assures us, "But now thus saith the Lord, he who created you, O Jacob, O put your name there, O Judith, he who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine." God knows you by name. You are his own. So pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and keep putting yourself out there. You deserve genuine connections, and they're waiting for you. This betrayal is just a bump in the road. It's not the end of your journey. You are messy, yeah? You are strong, and you cannot be stopped. So head over to the website I have linked in the show notes to learn more about the Tobago retreat and book your spots. There are still spots. We can make room for you. We can make room for you. We can't wait to help you rise above this betrayal and embrace the amazing woman that you are. And the truth about betrayals is that it might not be one betrayal. It's layers of betrayals over the years. But you can rise above it. My sister, it's not about surviving. It's about thriving through these situations. It's about learning from them, growing stronger, and building the life you deserve. You are capable of incredible things. Don't let anyone tell you differently, either by their words or their actions. So keep your head held high. My sister, you've got this. And if you need a little extra support, we'll be waiting for you in Tobago with open arms and sunshine. I'd like to leave you with a prayer for your healing, for restoration, and for the courage to forgive. I pray that you, my sister, listening to me, that your heart will be healed. That the words that you hear today will wash over your heart. That God will give you grace to be restored fully, and he will give you the courage that you need to let go and forgive and move on to better things. He will bring better relationships your way. He will give you wisdom that you need to navigate every relationship and interaction that you have. In Jesus' mighty name. Philippians 4:13 says, "I can do all things through him who gives me strength." When it seems hard, let this be your reminder that you have what it takes to rise above your circumstance and find peace within the storm. When you do this, mercy won't stop you. Thank you so much for listening. See you next time.